Most congressmen face a big struggle to first get elected and then stay in their jobs for a considerable period of time. John Dingell, for example, holds the all-time record. He'll have served 56 years before this year is over. John Conyers has been there 46 years. Dale Kildee and Carl Levin have been in Washington more than 30 years. But on the other hand, the 7th District, which spans southeast Michigan's border with Ohio, has been about the most volatile congressional district in the nation over the last decade. Starting in 2002, the 7th District has elected a different congressman in every election. Tim Walberg, who holds the job now, won in 2006, lost in 2008, and won his old seat back in 2010. Odds were that he would have faced another stiff challenge next year, possibly from one or both his two main rivals in the recent past. Fellow Republican Joe Schwartz beat Walberg in a primary in 2004 and then lost to him 2 years later. Democrat Mark Schauer ousted Walberg from Congress in 2008 and was ousted by him last year. But this year is a redistricting year. Republicans control every branch of government, and one of their top priorities was to draw the lines so as to make re-election safer for their side's incumbents. In the case of the 7th, they replaced Calhoun County at the west end of the district with Monroe County at the eastern end. The counties are almost the same size, and both usually, but not always, vote slightly more Democratic than Republican. Politically, this looks like an even trade. But swapping the counties makes a big difference. Both of Congressman Walberg's most recent foes, Mark Schauer and Joe Schwartz, live in Calhoun County. Now, despite inaccurate press reports, they could still run against him if they chose. Legally, you do not have to live in a congressional district to run for office there. Either man could also move, but that would be sure to invite criticism as a carpetbagger. Besides, they would have to run without their base of strongest support. So, while either man has yet to rule out another run, Walberg has to be breathing easier. Now, this doesn't mean he won't face a challenge, but there's no one on the horizon with anything like district-wide name recognition. But eliminating opposition to the incumbent wasn't the only consequence of redistricting. When I talked to Joe Schwartz about this, he was more peeved that his hometown of Battle Creek has been put into a congressional district with Grand Rapids. The two cities don't have much in common, and he feels Battle Creek is sure to be overshadowed by its larger rival. He feels strongly that his town belongs in the same district as Kalamazoo, a city with which it does share common interests. But that didn't happen. Meanwhile, Monroe citizens, who are represented by very liberal John Dingell, will now be spoken for by very conservative Tim Walberg. The point of elections is to allow voters to pick who will represent them. The point of redistricting seems to be to let the politicians pick their voters. And the result isn't always pretty.